You're listening to Cattails.
Hi, I'm Kat, and you're listening to Cattails. Now, the backwaters of North Norfolk are not usually the place where you'd expect to see an ex-member of the Sex Pistols, one of the most rebellious bands of our time. But there, at the Vowood Festival near Holt for one night only, was bassist Glenn Matlock. He was performing with his band, the Philistines. I was fortunate enough to spend an evening in his delightful company. Not the most conventional of interviews, we shared a few laughs, and Glenn showed me the more impish side of his personality. It was absolutely great. This is the one with Glenn Matlock.
Testing.
Your nose rather than mine, because I need you rather than me.
Right, this is Glenn Matlock speaking.
Testing nose.
From the grounds of Vowood House.
Yeah, nice house too, isn't it?
Yes, Bank Holiday Sunday.
Yeah.
It's not Bank Holiday, it's a Sunday.
Yeah.
Preceding
the Bank Holiday Monday. You're absolutely right.
This is my birthday, actually.
Is it now? Yeah. How old will you be?
Guess.
Oh, God, I'm going to guess. Oh, I would say, let's think about this. I'm going back from when I...
I'll give you 50.
Yeah.
I like it.
Is that right? Is that right?
That'll do. Blind 50.
Give us any number.
Yeah.
So what is a man like you doing a place like this?
Well, I've known Simon for a long time. James got married here. James, our guitarist.
You'd be saying.
And Elizabeth, his lovely wife.
Yeah.
And he's invited us to do it last year, and we had a giggle. And we're doing it again this year.
Because you were here with Adam Ant, weren't you, last year?
Well, I was here and Adam was here and Adam turned up without his band. And I
don't think
Simon's too happy, so we kind of sort of barreled him out a little bit.
Bless him. Because he's been sort of back on the circuit, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think he was just feeling his way a year ago. So that's that kind of really. So I've got this band and we sort of do what comes up very naturally to do.
Yeah. So where have you been so far this year? Because you've been doing
I haven't been doing a lot with this particular lineup, but there's all sort of various offshoots of the band. I did a thing with James and Hugh Cornwall and Clem Burke from Blondie at the start of the year. We did a tour of America. And then I went back again. Me and James got this other project with International Swingers with Clem and James and this other guy called Gary Twin, who sings most of the songs. He's a proper singer. We did that for a laugh, and I go for the acoustic shows, and I'm writing some songs. But we've all been busy. And Jim, who plays bass with me, he's actually produced the last album we put out called Born Random. But he's a Stereophonics sort of engineer
producer.
Yeah,
he was telling us
about
that.
He's just been doing their new album, which is coming out soonish.
So you've got good people around you then.
Yeah, I think everybody's of a certain calibre, but we're all mates and all, you know. Yeah. So
that's half of what it's about. Though,
it's
isn't
kind
it,
of.
Really?
I think I'd like to be playing more with this, but. I'm not the most organised.
No, never.
I'm not the most organised.
Supposed to meet you at 5 o'clock. It's 6:30.
Yeah.
7:30. It's even worse. So right, everybody's always going to talk about Sex Pistols, aren't they? Because that's where you
start.
Well,
that's what you're about to.
No. Well, I wasn't going to actually. I wasn't going to because I was going to say, does that really piss you off?
No, I can understand why people do it. It's a double-edged sword. It's something I did, but it was a long time ago. And above all, I see myself as a songwriter. And I think if you can write songs, you don't suddenly stop being able to do it. And also, you live a bit more life, and you got more to write songs about.
Yeah.
Which is what this kind of project's about, really.
Yeah.
But on the other end, you're not as young as you used to, and they don't necessarily want to beat you up as hunk of the month and smash it if it still exists. I was once, you know.
Were you now?
I still got in. The funny thing is that there's a picture of me, and I'm doing that thing. I'm really young, I was about 23, but I'm reading a book, and the book I'm actually reading is Andre Breton's Manifestos of Surrealism.
That's why you're here at the Literary Festival, isn't it?
Well, I wrote the book once. I read one, didn't I?
I read one, yeah, just one, that's all. So it's quite a few years in between then and now then, so what have you been up to?
Well, I've always been doing ducking and diving. Last year I was playing with my all-time favourite band of Faces.
Now, I knew that you were like them.
Did that, and that's the band I used to stand in front of the mirror with a tennis racket pretending I was a bass player who suddenly is no longer with us. So I did that. And
now, did that feel like you come to be one of your heroes? I mean, you know...
But I think I brought something to the table because I think I was the right bloke for the job, you know. I mean, to me, the common ground when I met Steve and Paul, they was looking for a bass player before it was the Sex Pistols, and I said, what band do you like? And I said, well, I like the Faces, and I said, so do we. So it was a common ground, so there's a real big link, you know.
Yeah.
And Mark, John hated them, but, you know.
No taste.
Yeah. but there you go. But so we didn't do that many shows. I thought there was going to be more, but we did. The last one I did, we headlined the Fuji Festival in Japan.
Oh, right.
John was sort of moaning that I was doing that, but he won't headline the Fuji Festival in Japan.
Up yours and all that.
Well, you might say that, but I couldn't possibly
comment. You couldn't possibly comment.
Yeah.
So, do you still get on well with the old band, or how does it all...
I haven't seen John since the last show we did. I see Steve once in a blue moon, and I see Paul once in... Well, last time... No, I went to see his daughter play, Holly Cook. She's got a good reggae band going. Mm. Paul lives in London, Steve and John live in the States, so if I'm over there, I'll look up Steve. I won't necessarily see John. I'll see him from around somewhere.
Yeah.
That's fine, you know, in bands, you don't have to be the best of mates all the time.
Oh, God, no.
It's nice if you are, but sometimes the friction... gives it an edge, which is what we had with the Pistols. That's a long time ago.
It is a long time ago, isn't it? Yeah. Music business has changed quite a bit as well, hasn't it, really?
That's what I've been told. I've never really felt part of the music business.
I think
there's musicians and there's a music business.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's successful musicians who can kind of deal with it, and I kind of, oh, yeah, all right.
Now. Yeah, yeah.
But I get by fine. So.
Well, it's hardly a business anymore, though, is it, really? I mean, we were chatting about this earlier, how, you know, things have changed, and before, in the old and good old days, you know, there was, you know, backing of record labels and all that sort of stuff.
Well, I think there still is for some younger bands, but I think the number of bands that they put money in to see them through and help them grow is getting less and less and less, and I think the choice is becoming less. But then that enables, which I think Vogue is part of, really, is that people who aren't necessarily big mainstream players, you know, with the internet and gatherings like this and alternative things, it's kind of almost back to all the independent label kind of things, and then they get bigger and then it all becomes the same thing all over again.
It's a cyclical thing.
Where I fit in with that, I don't know. I kind of like to think I'm sitting in a chair watching with a cup of tea and a cigarette.
Oh yes, I quite like that idea. With your slippers on. Not quite the slippers. Drinking in one hand, So what's the gig going to be like tonight then?
It's going to be great, awesome. Well, you know, we're a rock and roll band, really. We're a rock and roll band, play some punk songs, something old, something new, something borough, something a little bit bluesy is always kind of a good maxim.
Yeah.
If I went to see Bowie and he didn't play Heroes, I would come away miffed. So I know people want to hear certain songs.
Yeah, this is it, isn't it, really?
But the thing, most of the songs we do tonight are stuff that I wrote, either by myself or with other people, so there's a continuity in it. I think all the songs kind of dovetail into each other.
Yeah.
No matter what period they're from. Yeah. And I think if I did another album, I don't think I've changed much over the years. I think people have copied what I did a long time ago, and it's still a common currency, but I thought I'd call my album SOS if I make a new one.
Oh, really?
And you got to ask me what SOS stands for.
I was going to back down, obviously not Save Our Souls, go on then.
Same old shit.
Right, but if you can get away with it.
Getting away with it, it's kind of sticking to your guns, really.
Well, sticking to your principles, isn't it?
But I think you write a song, what the song is about is a lyric. You know, it's the lyric that changes, not necessarily the sound.
So why are you saying something different now than you think you have over the past few years? You know, has things changed with time or with age? Or
I think I've always written about what affects me now. I saw quite a good interview with John Lennon when he was doing his Double Fantasy album, and I said to him, who are you writing for? And he kind of thought about it, and he thought, well, I'm not really writing for the kids or kids now, but I was writing for the people who were kids when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of writing for people who've kind of grown with me. And I kind of think that's where I'm at, I suppose, really.
I suppose your audience grows with you, don't they, really? And I suppose that's what you want.
Or dwindles.
No, not at all. So what kind of things inspire you? Just the things that are happening in your life, then, is it, really? Or is it political stuff?
I mean, it's hard to not do that. I've never been an out-and-out political activist, although I'm aware of it. I think in this modern world you can't help but be touched by certain things that are going on in the world, but some things are a younger man's game to rail against. I don't know, but then I've always seen myself as more of a traditional songwriter like Ray Davies, you know, and there's a real kind of human element with a twist going on with him, and I think that's where I'm at. I don't know, but then you write a song because you write a song because you can't really explain in a kind of linear, literary way what you want to express.
Right.
You know.
So kind of an idea comes and then
otherwise you might as well write a letter to everybody.
Well, I suppose that's true, actually.
You know, like
a
song is...
Yeah, yeah.
But then you're posing a problem to yourself. I'm a big fan of Jacques Brel, and he said, what about songwriting? Somebody said to him, he said, well, I must be mad. You know, you've got to write a song that means something, and each word and each line, you've got, like, kind of three verses to say something in the chorus, and you've got each... verse has got four lines, yeah, and maybe the chorus has got two.
Yeah.
He said, not only that, each word has got to have a rhythm to it, which is also got to be attached to a musical note. He said, God, he said, I must
admit. It's a bit hard, that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a challenge.
It's a challenge. Definitely. Brilliant. Okay, then. So what's next for you, then, after this?
I think I'm off to do some acoustic shows in the States in October. And I'm off to Kiev. I've got a couple of things over there. I've got a couple of things coming up with this. I don't know, so what happened, but I'm beginning to start thinking, writing, and doing another album's worth of stuff. So.
Right.
I don't know, see what happens. Never really thought past the end of the week, but still don't.
That's bloody good going, though, isn't it, really? I like that philosophy.
Kind of managed to get by somehow.
Yeah, somehow you managed to get by. I like that.
All right.
I'm going to leave you now, because you've got to go.
All right, yeah.
Thank you very much for your time. You've been listening to Cattails. To listen again to this and other tales, go to cattails.co.uk.